it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. The weather is absolutely perfect. We've got a few days just like this. Nice and dry, not too cool, not too hot, low humidity. I'm telling you, these are the days that God made. You got to enjoy days like this. You got to really treasure them. I would open the doors and windows. That's what we've got going on here at Casa Katz. The federal government is shut down. Non-essential functions no longer functioning. All essential functions are, in fact, functioning. And there is very real blame for this. You know, I don't necessarily like to play the blame game, but this one is an easy one. Democrats have decided to stand with illegal aliens instead of Americans. It really is that simple. Now, there are a few other details. What's really going on? Is there a way to resolve this? Why did the Democrats turn their back on these continuing resolutions that were offered? Congressman John McGuire is there right in the thick of it. I'm always happy to welcome my congressman and my friend John McGuire to the program. Congressman, welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me. I just toured a business in Farmville, Virginia called Yak Attack. It's actually a business owned by State Senator Luther Cyphers.
Oh.
And he was showing me how the Chinese, they copy his products and sell them illegally. And I'm hoping Amazon will do something to rectify that. But the one thing that he does, which is what Trump wants, is to bring manufacturing and things back to the U.S. He does all of his molds, all of his production, everything in-house, and these people are copying it and ripping them off and selling it for half the price on the internet. But they're doing that to Americans' products and companies all over the United States. And so we're gonna do our best to try to help him and other companies that are getting ripped off. But yeah, this shutdown is a Democrat shutdown. It's like you said, easy to prove.
Yep.
You know, we've lived on it. I don't like CRs. I'd rather have a budget. But we haven't passed the budget fully since 1996. We've been operating on a CR ever since. And many of those Democrats voted yes on this clean CR 13 times. And as recently as last March, the clean CR. But here's where they get in trouble. The Democrats in the U.S. Senate proposed what we call a dirty CR, where they added a whole bunch of stuff on there that was bad for America, such as giving benefits to illegal aliens, taking your taxpayer dollars. But here's the kicker. The largest industry in Virginia is agricultural forestry. Mm-hmm. Ag is the biggest thing. And we have a lot of rural hospitals that are always struggling financially. So one of the things that President Trump did in the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Family Tax Cut, he put $50 billion in there to the largest investment ever in our rural hospitals. And in that dirty CR that the Democrats proposed in the state U.S. Senate, it would strip away that $50 billion for rural hospitals. There's a lot of bad stuff in their CR.
Wow. Wow. If I understand this correctly, and I want you to explain it, and I remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire, who represents the 5th District in our beloved Commonwealth, is joining me. You and I, and most responsible people say, hey, we need a budget. Let's pass a budget and let's get this thing done. These continuing resolutions are short-term fixes, but they address the issue initially, give people time, at least in theory, to work out a longer-term budget. When you say a clean CR, Explain to everybody what that means so they understand just how outrageous it is that Democrats are standing against it.
Sure. So the clean CR, the only thing it does is it gives you 7 more weeks to get the budget done. So whatever the current spending levels are, it leaves it the same. And that's why under the Biden administration, they voted for the CR. That's why in March, it was bipartisan Democrats and Republicans voted for the CR. And that's why we passed it in a bipartisan way out of the House last week. And it goes over to the U.S. Senate, and they've got to pass it to give us 7 more weeks. That's all it does. It continues spending levels. It doesn't add any tricks. It doesn't add extra programs for Republicans or Democrats. It's a bipartisan extension to give us 7 more weeks. But the Democrats decided to play politics over we the people. And I think what it is Schumer and them are afraid of the radical left squad. They're afraid of AOC. They think that AOC is going to primary him. So he's like, oh, I better stand up and show that I'm supporting the squad or I'm going to get primaried. But right now we got our military men and women. They got their last paycheck yesterday. And we've got a lot of federal workers in Virginia that are not going to get their paycheck because these guys are worried about politics over we the people. But all it is a 7-week extension. It gives us 7 more weeks to get these 12 spending bills passed.
Wow. Wow. It is so outrageous, John. I mean, it really is. This is the height of irresponsibility on the part of the Democrats in D.C. Tell me about the $200 billion for illegal alien health care? Is that number can't be right.
Well, you know what? You're right about that, actually. But the thing is, they're really trying to add on $1.5 trillion.
Oh.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, they have no problem with spending your dollars. It's America last. But yeah, so normally when you pass these CRs, and again, I would prefer we pass the 12 spending bills, the Democrats or Republicans don't add anything on it. It's just a continuing resolution. You continue the spending for whatever amount of period of time you need to get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. But for some reason, the Democrats are doing something new, and they're trying to tack on $1.5 trillion that have nothing to even do with a continuing resolution.
Wow.
And it's, but I think they're going to break because all the polling I've seen of many different people show that people understand. They understand that the Democrats caused this shutdown. It's hurting the American people,
yep.
And I think it's going to help Winsome Sears in the governor election in Virginia. People are really upset,
yep.
And a lot of people that don't necessarily pay attention to politics, they're like, "Hey, I'm losing my job. Hey, I'm not getting a paycheck because you're worried about playing politics." So
yep.
I think it's going to backfire. And people ask me, "How long do you think this is going to last?" And again, this is my first year in Congress, but
right.
Based on what I'm seeing, I can't imagine it's going to last too long or it's going to sink the popularity of the Democrat Party even more.
Yeah, well, I don't know that there's much left, but yeah, what little shred of it is probably going to go away. It was interesting to watch Schumer on the floor of the Senate claim that even though the New York Times said Americans are blaming Democrats, he claims now the New York Times is biased against him and Democrats, which,
right.
I mean, it just makes your hair hurt. But tell us about the impact on the statewide races. We obviously have got somebody in Spamberger who was part of that D.C. crowd, go along, get along, against lowering taxes, seemingly against Virginians at every turn. And then you have Winsome Sears, who's the exact opposite. We've got Jason Biar. He's a guy who has been truly the protector of Virginians, his time in there. And then his opponent is a guy who's driving almost 120 miles an hour and cuts a sweetheart deal where he allegedly donates community service time to his own political action committee. I mean, these are clear choices.
Oh, very clear. And I'm glad you brought that up. As Winsome Sears says, it's common sense over nonsense. But I'll tell you, her opponent, Abigail Spanberger, all she does is say she's a moderate. She says it all the time. So if that's all you hear, you'll think it's true.
Yeah.
But we just launched a new website yesterday. It's SpanbergerVotes.com, votes with an S. So SpanbergerVotesWithAnS.com.
And
okay. They've never done this, but it's a thorough deep dive on her votes in Congress. And you're going to be shocked. I'm shocked. she's actually left, I mean, far radical left of AOC and the squad on many issues that matter to Virginians. She's left of California Governor Newsom, and she's left of the New York. And wow. She wants to be the Virginia governor. So you can say you're moderate all day long, but yep. Go to SpanbergerVotes.com. There's 8 tabs, simple to read. And I think moderates and independents are going to be in shock. And this is information that's never been released. It just came out yesterday. I just sent an email out today about it. Wow. And hopefully it's enough time for people to share. I would ask people to share it on Facebook,
yep.
Instagram, Twitter, whatever you got, to as many people in Virginia as possible,
yep.
So that we can save Virginia.
Well, I'm going to get that up right now. I just pulled it up, John, based on your suggestion, your SpanbergerVotes.com. And all they're doing is crunching numbers. So she has exactly the same title, if you will, as Ma'am Danny does in New York. And that is Democratic Socialist. That is so out of step with Virginia. My gosh, it's just outrageous. Just outrageous.
It really is. Yeah, and you know, and if you look at the, I think there's a scale there you can see on the homepage.
Yep.
It basically rates you from, you know, far right conservative to far left radical.
Yeah.
And then in the middle would be moderate.
Yeah.
And you can see that she is way off the chart. And it's just facts. This is a professional organization that did this, and they do scorecards for legislators across the country.
Yep.
And they, you know, we did it. You know, we did a deep dive, and we have the receipts.
Yep.
And so I think that's if people were to know those things, they would say, holy cow, that's not that's not at all what they thought they were voting for.
No, not even close. Further to the left than Ilhan Omar, further to the left than AOC. I mean, it is outrageous. Now, I'm going to get that shared all over the place. John, I'm always happy when you join us. Anything else that you're working on or anything else maybe you want to touch on while you are chatting with my fellow 5th District residents?
Well, the biggest thing on my mind right now is, like you said, is getting Winsom Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares, and our 100 Republican House of Delegate candidates across the finish line. I would ask everybody to vote early. I know a lot of people don't like to vote early, but yeah, if you do that, then we don't have to spend money texting you and calling you and mailing you. And
yep.
Then you can spend the rest of the time getting your family members and friends to vote. There was a vote in the House of Delegates for David Yancey a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He won by one vote.
Wow.
Because a lot of people think their vote doesn't count. He won by one vote. Yeah. And by him winning that seat by one vote, it gave us a one-vote majority in the House of Delegates. And we were able to stop a lot of radical leftist policies. So I would say that your vote counts. We need you. And so please bring 10 friends to get 10 friends. And let's all the way through the finish line. Let's get Winsome Sears in the governor's mansion.
Absolutely. Well, John, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Give my best to everybody. We will chat again soon. I'll see you soon. That is my friend and my congressman. I'm very proud of both of those things, by the way. Congressman John McGuire represents the 5th District, does a great job. Just for the record, in case anybody is curious about that, John McGuire, great, great guy, getting the work done every single day. You're never, ever going to outwork John McGuire. I've seen that through the years. Again, on a personal basis, and then watch.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching him in a couple of different posts. He's just all about service, and you will not outwork John McGuire. I'm going to get the analysis of the Spanberger legislative background. They cover regulations, crime, environmental protection, immigration, spending, national security, energy, and government control. I'm going to get that shared on The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I'm going to get that up now, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and then I will send it out on X as well, Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. Take a look at it. And again, this is not me speaking. This is an organization that simply said, okay, let's take a look at the voting record of Abigail Spanberger. Let's see what she is all about. Where is she ideologically? What sort of positions is she taking? And the reality is she is a far left-wing person. Very, very wrong for Virginia. Very, very wrong for Virginia. All right, I'll give you the details on Susanna. What was it, Susanna? Well, I guess it doesn't matter now because now she's got a new name. But you remember, right? The everybody just called her the porn candidate. She was running for state delegate and had a a little side operation where she was, well, you know what she was doing. And now she's had, as I like to phrase it, a negative interaction with law enforcement. Details straight ahead. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.